Well, I'll be. Welcome back to another episode of Just Your Average Everyday Church Boys. I am joined with the Church Boys. What just happened? What?
Little pig in here.
Anyways, on my left, I have got Geordie.
That's me.
And on my right, I've got Peter.
How you doing?
And Benji.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How good is the yes, sir?
How good is the how good?
I just want to quickly say
really good.
To any of our listeners who are potentially from the south of America.
We're sorry.
I am very sorry for that intro. I mean, zero offense to any potential rednecks or anybody out there.
It'll make sense if they see.
And if you're not a redneck and you do speak like that, I'm also
a
redneck and you don't speak like that. Like, that's okay.
You don't speak like that.
That's all right. We're not from the south.
It was very.
Well, we are from the south of Australia.
South Australia.
What? Let's go. Let's go.
It was very over accentuated by
it.
It
was.
Oh,
very
for sure.
That's why it was good. We were laughing about it before.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see the clip.
We will.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping straight into it.
Let's go.
He's keen. Rare to get going.
He's a keen bean.
I want to talk about what food. What?
Food?
I want to talk about what food we hate. I don't mean dislike. I mean hate.
Oh, hate.
With a passion.
Okay.
Like, you want that thing to be sent to the fires in hell. That's probably a little bit aggressive, but you know what I mean.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but I always say a similar kind of phrase, hate with a fiery passion.
Got him.
Not just a regular passion.
Fiery passion.
I'm not going to start with you, Benji, because I know you have a long list, so I'm going to start with Geordie.
No, Dan, that was not that. I don't have a huge list mainly because...
You like food.
I do love food.
Look, I love food, but there's just a lot.
He likes this particular food.
I said we weren't going to go with you, Benji.
Yeah, well, usually what you say we're going to do, we do the opposite.
So that's absolutely true.
That's very true.
But we're not going to go into that.
Go on.
One is olives.
I'm with you there.
I can't stand them. They're too salty. They're just... Ugh.
That's the Amen,
best,
brother.
It's the best way I can describe it. It's just
I used to like them when I was little.
Oh, never liked them. I don't like the texture. I don't like the smell.
Look,
I don't like the flavor.
I can eat them, but I won't pick them. Does that make sense?
I
think for me, it's jarred stuff.
Like, jarred stuff?
Like it's in a jar
with
the juice.
It seems super unnatural.
Like it's weird. Pickles as well.
Pickles, gherkins.
Not a pickle.
Kind of weird.
Gherkins.
So is olives your main
I think
one?
Olives is my main
Do you have any
main
others
one.
That like, you despise?
Not that I despise. I have a few I don't like, but not despise.
Since you only got one, just go on. Hit us with them.
Oh, with what I don't like?
Yeah.
What you despise.
Yeah.
Or no, what you're just like, ah.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a bit meh with like lettuce and cucumber and zucchini.
Lettuce doesn't understand. Taste like anything.
It's just water.
No, that's my thing.
It's crunchy water.
It's
crunchy
literally water. Just water. I will eat it in...
Do you like watermelon? Do you like jazz?
What?
That was quick.
That was so quick. I don't know.
You like
good.
Watermelon? You like jazz.
You like jazz.
So you like Jerry Seinfeld.
I like that. I do actually.
That did sound a bit like him.
A little bit.
Sure.
No, so I... don't mind lettuce when it's in a burger or something, but in just like a salad. But I love spinach.
It needs to be with some.
How can you hate lettuce but love spinach?
I mean, I like both, so I don't know.
Spinach is like a more leaf tasting lettuce,
and I like that.
But also, are you like you don't like iceberg lettuce, cos lettuce?
Do
you have a preference?
Oak lettuce? Because cos lettuce is the best one.
Yeah, so
cos lettuce is the best one, and I don't mind cos
lettuce.
It
is definitely a lot less watery.
You know that like bagged four-leaf lettuce? That's no good.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, no, it's rubbish.
You want to get an actual cos lettuce.
Let's get
like
the worst lettuce on the planet, and let's put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag.
Just sell it.
Just put it in a bag.
So you don't like lettuce, cucumber? What's your problem with cucumber?
I don't know. I just...
Do you like watermelon?
I actually do. You like jazz.
You like jazz.
Which I asked before, but you didn't respond.
Then you kept going. I do like watermelon, but it has to be good watermelon.
Good.
Okay.
I'm really glad you're not. I don't like watermelon, but I love rock melon. You can't hate watermelon and love rock melon. It doesn't work like that. You either love watermelon, love rock melon, or you love watermelon, hate rock melon.
There's that fiery passion.
Watermelon's usually like. Though people who don't like watermelon. usually don't like rock melon as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's never one without the other.
You can't hate as watermelon and love rock melon.
I like rock melon more than watermelon.
Yeah, but you still like watermelon.
Honeydew.
Do you hate watermelon?
I could take it or leave it. Again, if there's a melon's fruit platter, good. Melon's watermelon's okay. One of my last
Pio de Sapo melon. That's the yellow.
It's unbelievable.
I love the yellow.
I love watermelon.
Have you tried yellow watermelon?
No, I have not.
Yellow watermelon, it's a thing.
Have you tried taste organic different? Watermelon?
It tastes, it's pretty much the same. It's just bright
it's
yellow.
It's yellow.
It's bright, bright yellow.
So it's cool because right. You're pretty good.
do you have any other foods?
Not that I
just...
can think of the top of my head.
Okay.
So if I think of something, I'll just butt.
I'll go and then I'll
have
a
try. Durian.
Since we'll just go down the couch.
Durian.
I'll go because I know you guys probably have your pretty big list. Do you have a big list?
I already know I'm going to miss out a bunch. That's how many
Sam.
I have.
Okay, so I'm going to go, and I'm going to tee off to you guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
Probably the half most milk. Controversial food that I dislike is curry. I'm not a big curry fan.
See, I don't think that's controversial, but what?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's just something that it's just never really... I don't know whether it's because... I don't know.
What about butter chicken?
Yeah, nah, not a fan.
Butter chicken's good.
It is good.
Homemade, authentic butter chicken? Ooh.
Well, that's the thing.
France
like,
butter chicken?
My mum
butter.
My mum would
the man's butter
curry all the time, and I think like just the smell of it just makes me go ugh.
Somebody hates that.
I love my mum. She's not
my
mum.
Potato cooking.
And I'm sorry to those who love curry because I know that. And I respect it. I respect the food. And I'm not going to be like... I'm not going to be like, oh, that should like go burn in hell because it shouldn't. I'm just saying like...
It'll burn your mouth.
It's just not something that I'm... personally keen on. I also despise olives.
Olives, they're the worst.
That could burn in hell.
They can.
Sorry, Greek and Italian people. Olives are no good.
I'm not sorry.
They're not good.
I'm saying specifically them because Mediterranean food. Anyways.
We're not getting into it.
We're not.
But the Mediterranean.
yeah. Olives are no good.
They're not.
There's nothing good about them to me.
Except for gross nights.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a gross night tonight. And it was gross. Full stop.
Enough said.
Enough
said.
We've talked about it before. Don't like mushrooms.
Love them.
Yay.
You are definitely the outlier.
That I am.
Well, at least here.
Anyway. Here I am the outlier.
I don't like... This is another one that might be controversial to some. I don't like peanuts or
love
peanut
peanuts.
Butter or anything like
butter.
That.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah. Peanut butter is so good.
I love it.
It actually works
crunchy?
Out for the best.
Crunchy well, I like both.
Crunchy is far better, superior.
Right? If it's just plain white bread, smooth. Because that stuff is good.
I would say, and for crackers...
Everything else, crunchy.
Doesn't that make it so like...
Yeah, I kind of like that.
look, the smooth peanut butter is good on the crackers because it's hard to spread.
Yeah, I feel like that was like a really accurate...
Yeah, yeah, no, that was good. But if you have a crumpet, you got to have crunchy because then the little nuts go in the holes.
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
And it melts.
And it
melts.
Does work out.
It's like
out.
That game you play as a kid where you put the blocks in the hole. And you feed peanuts with
peanut butter
and
the crumpets.
It does work out for the best, me not liking peanuts though, because my wife is allergic. So
well, there you go.
That's convenient.
Can't get rid of it.
That being said, it's only peanuts because I like cashews.
Cashews are the best. Dude.
Almonds, pine nuts,
walnuts.
Walnuts.
Let's just name all the nuts.
Brazil nuts.
But we're not getting into it.
I'm not getting into it.
Pecans.
oh, I remembered one of my foods, so I'm going to quickly interject.
Academia's Brazil
nuts. I apologize, especially to a certain youth, but I don't really like onion rings.
What?
I can't.
Do you mean me? Are you apologizing to me?
No, I was not apologizing to you.
Do you like onion?
I
like jazz.
I love onion. I don't like onion rings.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love onion rings.
I also love onion rings.
They're just
so good.
They're superior to chips.
I wouldn't go that far.
No,
I would say
it. I would not.
Now you're talking crazy.
Chips are S tier.
That being said, but chips in general. Okay, a good onion ring. Like a real good onion ring will beat a chip any day. But
it's,
chips
it's got a
in
lot.
General...
It's got more to it.
But chips in general will thrash onion rings.
Look, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
Certainly wrong.
It is. I think that's it as far as food I hate. I don't think there's anything else that I really despise.
Anchovies?
I like anchovies.
No, he likes all the weird tins.
Dude, I love oysters, anchovies, and
did you
sardines.
See him eat,
and
what did you eat?
I ate an oyster before. Oyster. So I was like, why not? I just want to try it.
Yeah, good old salty boogers, mate.
Yum, well, yum, the smoked ones aren't like boogers, but
they are.
They're like dry ones.
They're smoky.
Nah, they're like...
Been up there for a while.
They're more like mussels.
They got storage.
I like mussels.
Haven't had mussels before.
it's like an oyster, but without the slime.
Oh, weak boy.
You knew exactly where my head went.
Yeah, I like all the weird foods like that, which is odd.
Mm-hmm. You're a weirdo.
That is
yeah.
odd.
Yeah.
You are a weirdo.
I don't know.
Trust the youngest boys to be the fussiest eaters.
Facts.
All right, Peter, you want to have a go?
Where do I start?
I'm thinking the same thing. I might need some like general topics and then I'll be like, this.
I'll start with seafood.
Oh,
only
you kill me.
Only,
I love seafood.
So only seafood that I'll eat is squid, like salt and pepper squid.
Love squid.
Oh, it's good shit.
I love that.
I don't think I love squid.
That's the only thing That's the only thing I'll pick that's seafood on a menu.
You like jazz.
Other than that, I'd say I will eat a very plain tasting white fish that's beer battered if I have to.
Like flake.
Hockey.
If someone forces him to have fish,
like flake,
he'll have it.
It's a chocolate bar, mate. I know what you mean. I'm kidding. No, like. Whiting. Oh, what a show. Or something like that. Yeah.
King George
Whiting. Yeah.
That's a bit
very nice.
Yeah. Like, I'll eat it, but it won't be my first preference, you know?
It doesn't have a lot of flavour. It's pretty mild in flavour.
Yeah.
How do you feel about salmon?
No, heck no.
Oh, what?
Get out of here.
Good. What about tuna?
No.
Like, tuna's
like
good.
Like, good tuna.
No, I like tuna.
Mm-mm. I don't think I'm
You surprised me, Benji.
Tuna mornay, though. I only love it because of tuna mornay.
I love tuna mornay. Oh.
Especially
you say good tuna,
on
but...
top.
Cheese.
Okay. Ooh.
Mash on the bottom.
Never
in
mind.
The oven.
That's fine.
Toasted. I don't think I've actually ever had tuna. That's the only tuna that... I have tuna and tuna mornay, actually.
Okay.
That's like my one exception.
Because it's good.
Because it's mornay.
It's tuna, but more, hey. Yeah.
But it's more.
You got anything else? Got anything else in the seafood region that you despise?
Huh?
You got anything else in the seafood region that you despise?
Well, I said what I like. Everything else, no.
Okay.
Octopus I can do actually as well because I like squid.
Yeah, and it's good.
Yeah. It's like squid, but not as good.
What?
It's like a less superior squid.
Because squid...
What?
Put it this
Definitely
way.
Not.
You know, you know how a squid, it's like got that shape on it, so it's got its wings?
Yeah.
Those bits.
Fish.
Squid is good. Squid is good.
See, an octopus doesn't have wings.
Yeah, but
that's because they can't
octopus
fly.
Octopus is good.
Yeah. They swim, that's why.
Yeah. They live in the ocean.
You ever just move go fishing, see if squid flying past?
moving on from seafood. What else do you despise? You got another genre you want to go with? Never thought I'd talk about genres with food.
Any fruit, veg?
Just go vegetables and fruit, yeah.
Let's start
with
veg.
Pumpkin. Don't like pumpkin.
Love it.
It's sweet. Mm, it's delicious.
It's, so good.
It's great in soup.
It's amazing
anyway.
I just eat some pumpkin soup the other day, but it really was a struggle for me to get through.
We really just like food. Except for curry
fatty
for me. But I know you like curry.
I love curry.
Big chubba wubba.
Other veggies. Not the biggest fan of zucchini.
I get that.
I like it in zucchini slice.
Yeah, that is a whole different story.
That is a different story.
But I love zucchini when it's just like the roasted vegetable, if it's in like a...
It's like mushy.
What do you call
roast,
it?
Maybe?
It's not quiche, but similar to quiche. You know what I'm talking about?
Zucchini slice.
Oh, what did you say zucchini slice?
Yeah. I mean, zucchini slice is like quiche.
Yeah.
No.
They're the only really similar.
It's quiche, but chunky bits in it.
Is it a cake?
Zucchini frittata? Cake?
Yeah, frittata. That's the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not
I was like
quiche.
Which is like a just omelet with a wham amount of eggs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that.
Do you like frittata in general? You like jazz?
You beat me by 1 second because I was drinking. I was about to say,
missed
like
it
jazz?
By that much.
Frittata, not bad. I just don't like the zucchini bits in it.
Oh, okay. So just without zucchini, you're good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I do not like
jazz.
You're really stuck on jazz, aren't you?
There was just a quiet moment, and it seemed like it would work.
This is not fruit or veg, but I'll only eat eggs if they're cooked the whole way through. I won't have a runny yolk.
Yeah, I don't like runny.
And my favorite way to have eggs is cheesy and scrambled.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really good.
I'll take an omelet. Omelet's good.
Omelet is good. So I could do because there's other stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I know what an omelet is, yes.
The answer's
sure. Yes,
got him.
Not sponsored.
What else do I not like? A few things.
Australian Insurance Company, for those who don't know.
I'm not the biggest fan of watermelon, but I don't hate it.
I thought we already went over that.
We did go
over that. Yeah. I've had bad experience with it. Like, the texture's just not right, you know?
Like, a watermelon just looked at me. Back.
It has to be crispy. Which has to be like it's a crunchy crispiness.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to lie. It took me back a bit, and now I, like, am always skeptical when it comes to melon.
About something like that.
You know?
Sure.
Lying watermelon.
Honeydew melon's the superior melon by far.
It's good.
It is good.
It's so good.
It's green. Oh.
It is green.
It's done.
I don't know if that makes it superior, but.
You know when you're trying to think and you know your list is long, but then you just mental blank?
Sure. Right. Well, you've done
a good list.
I'll see what Benjamin lists and then I'll probably just jump.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, Benji, I know you have a lot in the canon.
I'll start off with the big ones.
All right.
I despise.
Oh, well, yeah, we mentioned mushrooms.
We did mention mushrooms.
Banana.
Terrible.
Banana.
With a fiery passion. And still, I don't hate it as much as my brother, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also despise mushrooms.
Love mushrooms.
Anyway, shocking. I can keep going. Pretty much any orange vegetable, I don't like it.
I love them.
Carrot?
Do you don't like carrot?
Not really.
Love carrot.
Pumpkin?
Love no.
Pumpkin. Sweet potato?
Hate it.
So good.
I can't think of any more orange.
I'm sure there's more.
There is more.
Something I don't like broccoli. Don't like cauliflower. Don't like beans. All kinds of beans.
You don't like any beans?
Any bean.
Black bean?
Hate them.
Kidney beans.
All beans. Did you not hear me? I said beans. All beans. Hate them all.
Baked beans?
String lizard beans?
Hate them all.
String beans?
Yes.
What about sprouts?
Yeah, sure.
Alfalfa?
I don't know. See, I don't even know.
I don't even
I've
think that's bean.
Them.
That's like, that's
alfalfa.
Not a bean. Alfalfa.
Hey, alfalfa.
His hair sticking up. There's certainly more vegetables. There's more. So the only vegetables I really like are corn,
corn's
potato,
good.
Onion, garlic. That's about it.
I don't even know. Garlic's like a flavoring. Is
this
a vegetable?
It's just a vegetable.
Add a flavor to it.
Yeah, you don't really just eat the garlic.
That being said,
I mean, you can.
Garlic has a lot of nutritional value for your life. A lot of health benefits in garlic. Anyway,
it helps with the vampires too.
Clove.
Do it. Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
What else do you
My feet
dislike?
Are burning, baby.
So
what else is there? I hate marshmallows.
What?
Marshmallows? I hate the powder, to be honest. The powder annoys the life out of me.
The like powder on the outside. Yeah,
see, I kind of like the texture of marshmallows, but
like,
they taste
I've
rank.
Eaten, like, three bags in a row before.
Nobody like, yeah, the powder just.
Well, because it like covers your face, covers your mouth, covers your innards.
I was going to say, covers your face. How are you eating marshmallows?
Covers your innards.
Just don't hurt your face.
Yeah, he's doing the whole thing.
Don't like croissants.
Is it the texture? What?
Yeah,
you don't like croissants?
That's Jonah loves croissants.
Ham and cheese croissant. Good.
It is like flaky, pastry, deliciousness, buttery. What's not to like?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't like the flaky, buttery pastry.
But I don't like croissants. I don't like mousse.
I love
what?
Mousse.
What? Like chocolate mousse?
Yes.
What the heck?
As in like a moose with antlers.
What?
Probably that too.
Chucky moose is good stuff.
Chucky moose
is good.
That blows my mind.
Don't like moose, don't like custard.
I love custard.
Okay. Custard I can kind of get like texture wise.
All it.
Is it the texture that really kills you or just the flavor?
It's both.
Okay.
Or just the spice.
It's more flavor.
All right.
The texture is weird because like.
It's one other.
All right, go on. My soul is in pain, but go on.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Because I don't have to eat these things.
Soul's in pain.
Oh, there is one that people do not understand. I don't like Nutella.
Eh.
But Some of my favorite chocolate is hazelnut chocolate.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's backwards.
That is odd, yeah.
I can't even explain that.
Is it a texture thing?
I don't know. I haven't had Nutella in years.
That's so interesting.
It's just Nutella's a mental thing sweet. At this point.
It is probably a mental thing.
It is very sweet.
Maybe that's it.
No, but I love sweets.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe that's not it.
Point to where it hurts. What's wrong with you?
I'm sure there's more. There's probably more.
I was going to say, I have a lot more. I just can't think of them right now. Oh, I hate asparagus. Far out.
What?
I've actually never had asparagus, but I probably won't like it.
No, it's trash.
I don't like spinach.
But I get it. I get not liking it.
I like spinach.
I like spinach, but I also get not liking that.
Yeah, it does just taste like...
But it is a bit of a curveball. I like beetroot.
Oh, I don't like beetroot.
I love beetroot.
Yeah, that's one thing that I didn't...
It's one of those things.
Nah, it tastes like dirt to me.
I like roasted beetroot.
Nah, it tastes like dirt.
No, see, I just like...
What beetroot have you been eating?
It just tastes like
dirt
to
me. Pull one out of the ground and take a bite.
It tastes so like...
You're supposed to wash it first, Jonah.
It tastes so like earthy that...
You prepare it properly?
Absolutely. Just not a fan.
See, I just like... I'll eat tinned beetroot.
Yeah,
just
I
by
really
itself.
Like that. That's like kind of like pickly and stuff, and I'm not a fan.
I kind of like it. I don't mind it.
That's weird because you don't like pickles. You said before. Do you like pickles?
Not
do you like jam?
Really.
You like jam?
I'm not the biggest fan of pickles either.
Don't really like pickles.
Interesting.
It comes
have
in
about 2 cents.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Oats.
Anything else?
Another alfalfa reference, by the way.
Well, that wasn't alfalfa.
Try to pickle for a nickel.
How about 2 cents?
Okay.
I've got two pickles. I've got two pickles.
Hey.
Hey.
I think I've covered.
Got anything else to add, Peter?
There's probably a lot more.
Well, I can think of one for Benjamin.
What? Wait, inform me.
Pancakes.
I don't like pancakes.
Is it texture?
I don't know. It's been that long. Most of the things I don't like, I probably
do you
haven't
like waffles?
Eaten.
Do you like jazz?
I don't think I've ever had waffles before.
Waffles are good.
Waffles are good. Waffles are like...
Because I'll take your word for it.
It's like... Similar to a pancake, but
waffles
sort of
with
taste,
ice cream and berries.
But different texture.
Because you like put better ice texture. Cream in sugar's one of like the crispy. Holes. Well, put berry in that boy. And
I don't really like pancakes. Taste.
Yeah, but they don't really. Waffles don't really taste.
What was that sound?
You said they taste like pancakes.
They do in the sense of like it's similar ingredients, or it is the same ingredients, but.
It's in a better form.
Different. It's in a different form, and it's just sort of changes the game. I don't know how, it just does.
Yeah, pancakes is a big one. Mm. My family doesn't get it.
I'm not the biggest fan of marmalade, actually.
Yeah, I get that. Marmalade's no good.
But apricot jam, so good.
Yeah, but that's because marmalade's like bitter.
It is.
Like, ugh.
Oh, I'm
a raspberry strawberry jam. That's it.
But I like jam, in general.
I'll only have jam if it's on scone with some whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
I love scones.
Aren't you sophisticated?
That's sophisticated.
That is sophisticated.
How's that sophisticated? I feel like
I don't know.
Does
it's
that.
Just kind of high. Sometimes high class to be like,
some
you know,
scones.
Just some scones with some jam and cream.
You know, like
it's high class
tea,
like fairy wafers. I don't like fairy wafers.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you not like wafer in general?
I'm not a fan of wafer. No, chocolate with wafers in it. It needs to be a special type of chocolate for me to
like
chocolate
Kit-Kat?
With wafer
you like
in
Kit-Kat?
It.
You like jazz?
You like jazz?
I could take it or leave it, really.
What, the jazz?
Kit Kat's all right. It's decent.
Like, Kit Kat's
pretty good.
Okay, but there's definitely better options out there.
Oh, facts.
But, like, there's always better options.
Is there, though?
It's always better options.
Is there, though?
I think so.
Yeah. Unless we're talking about Jesus, because he is the best option.
Or a good burger.
Big. I think we covered that pretty well.
I think so. There's plenty more that I don't like. It's
absolutely,
just,
and I'm sure they'll
not
come
in the noggin
up
right
at
now.
A later date.
I think I listed ones that I have eaten recently. There's a lot of things that I haven't eaten for years.
I see those I have not eaten in many, many moons.
Many
last time I had a banana, I almost threw up.
I mean, how about this? Leave a
I don't like mandarins.
Review or / comment on this podcast. Episode saying what foods you dislike or raging about what foods we dislike. I don't care. Do it.
Come at me, bro.
We'll
see you next week.
Fight me.
But we wanted to talk about identity tonight.
Did we now?
Yeah.
Big.
I feel like identity has come up too much over the last week or two.
All the time.
Do you mean important. Like with us?
No, just in general that topic has come up. And it's not even, because none of us are struggling with identity.
Still, sir.
I don't think.
Who am I?
Who are you?
Here I am.
Because where else would I be?
I don't know who I am.
How did I get here?
But, you know, it seems like it's come up too often, this like thought of identity. And I wanted to read this verse that I read for our young people at youth last week. Because I talked about identity. The more you know. It's Colossians 3, 1-4. And it says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory.
How good.
So good.
The biggest thing for me in that
so good.
In that whole verse is is understanding that our identity is in Christ. You know?
Yes, sir.
Big facts.
Like, it's not in things of the world. Mm-hmm. It's not in
material possessions.
Yeah, it's not in the things I own, what I wear, who I hang out with. It's in Christ, you know? And I think that there's a real, like, I think there's a real like freedom that comes in living in our identity in Christ. I don't know if you guys have more you want to say on that. I've got to say. Peter just took a sip, so he's not going to say much.
Soup. Soup.
Well, I'll say something. So in the Bible, specifically in Genesis, when God created everything, he says, he did. Big
my
flex.
Guy.
Big flex from God. He's just like, boom, everything.
He comes in, makes everything, and then goes, you like jazz?
Then he just chilled and listened to jazz.
Go on.
Anyway.
On day 7, he listened to jazz.
Day 7, he rested. Day 8, jazz.
Day 8.
Anyway, so it says that we were created in God's image.
Absolutely.
And I think that's big. And that's crucial, is if you ever are in doubt, you look to him and you go, that's me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
there,
not...
There I am.
But
I was going to say...
It's like a mirror. Don't
God. We're not all mini gods.
We're not all mini gods.
But we are made in the image.
But if you are ever doubting yourself on if you feel imperfect or like a failure, you just got to remember God created you in his image.
Yeah. Mm.
God's not a failure, so neither are you.
God is perfect. So a perfect God made him exactly how he wanted you to be.
Exactly. God doesn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that in a way make us perfect?
Except
even though we're not perfect.
I mean, in God's eyes, I would say yes.
You know how it's like, oh, no one's perfect. But like, God
is it not
made us in his image.
We're not perfect due to sin.
It's through the blood of Jesus that God perceives us that way, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because none can come to the Father except through him.
So, as I would say, as humans, we're not perfect, but as children of God, we are.
Yeah. When we step into sonship, is the word that I think it's used. It's like, or out of orphan, or out of an orphan heart or orphan spirit into I am a child or a son or a daughter of God. When we step into that, then we are seen as perfect in the eyes of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not by our strength at all. It is by Jesus Christ and him alone.
Mm. I was going to say, that's why
our strength comes from Jesus. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to always be repenting, understanding that you're human, you're going to sin.
Did I say what the verse was that I read? It's Colossians 3, 1-4. Just in case people were like, he didn't say what it is.
You did say it.
I can't even remember.
You can't even.
I just think it is so crucial Yeah, it's just so crucial to look at God if we're struggling with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
To look at Christ, to look at Jesus when we're wondering who we are, you know?
Which can happen quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are always, I won't say always, but quite often a lot of things are coming at you. And especially as a Christian and challenging who you are.
Mm.
So you might be fine in your identity now, but that does not mean the next week that you won't be challenged in it.
I was going to say, yeah. I think that identity is something that a lot of Christians struggle with at multiple different times.
Mm.
But there's, I think the one thing that you'll find is that a lot of people have that one big moment where they go, why am I really doing this?
Yeah.
You know? And that's like the big identity hurdle that I think everybody needs to get over at some point.
Yeah. I mean,
it does tie in with purpose.
I mean, let's read a different verse.
keep it coming.
Yeah. John 10:10, which is the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose, this is Jesus talking, is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
What a great verse.
Like,
rich as well. I love that word.
Rich and satisfying. Like, I think our identity is something that the enemy attacks hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he aims for hard because he knows that if we're not seeing who we really are in Christ, we're going to fail and fall and not going to be living in a place of knowing who we are and whose we are. So in that, we're weak. And in that, he can drag us further and further and further down.
I was going to say, as soon as you don't know your identity in God and the way that he perceives you, as soon as you lose sight of that, that just allows the enemy room to take different aspects of you. Mm. Like, you'll have issues with vulnerability, honesty, like all the important traits that it takes.
Yeah.
To
I will also say that if you have your identity, I know Jim and I don't want to talk about it today, so I'll just briefly say it and we can move on, is that when you have your identity and know who you are fully confident in yourself and you radiate confidence. And as soon as you lose your identity, your confidence can go with it.
I don't want to not talk about it. I just don't want to go in too in-depth on confidence.
Don't want to go into it, but let's talk about it.
But so true. Like, because our... I mean, our confidence does come from God, you know? And our identity, like, is just the... I mean, our identity is the overflow of God in our lives, you know? And if he's working and he's moving, we are going to be confident. We are going to be ready to take on the fiery arrows of the enemy, you know? Like, we're going to be wearing that full armor of God, you know?
Do you reckon it's shiny? Have the protection.
Absolutely. It's shiny.
It's shiny.
Ooh,
it's shiny.
I like shiny stuff.
I mean, on that verse that I read, John 10:10, it is cool that Jesus is like, although the enemy comes to destroy, he will still destroy. He came to like give us a rich and satisfying life and to show us a rich and satisfying life.
I kind of love that destroys last. Like, they steal, that's bad. Kill, oh man, they're dead. And then he destroys.
Yeah. He steals, like, he will take from you.
Your identity.
And then he will make you be dead, basically. And then you will just obliterate.
And then he destroys you. That's brutal.
It is brutal.
See you later.
But Jesus is like, heck nah, I'm here to come and give you a satisfying, rich life full of me.
How good.
How good indeed.
So good.
You know? And I think that we have to be leaning into the things that he wants for us, for our identity to come out in that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, leaning into him in all that.
In identity, especially today, it's like super prevalent in young people that they're all looking for who they are, their identity in the wrong place.
Well, honestly, not even just for young people. I think
in general,
like,
really.
Honestly, I think it's throughout every age group at the moment.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's so much confusion around it that like everyone's just confused about, oh, who am I in this? Am I this? Am I that? Am I?
I think
I don't want to too much talk about this, but like even like the like LGBT, all that sort of nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much of, oh, am I straight, gay, bisexual? Am mm-hmm. I a man, a female? All this, and all of it is so confusing that our identity is lost in that. I mean, I truly believe that the enemy just uses that, has used that and hijacked that to kill, steal, and destroy, mm-hmm. As it has. I don't want to be super controversial with it.
I think
because I mean by like just so that people know, because we are Christians, that means that we don't agree with that lifestyle mm-hmm. at all.
We do not.
But
still,
you know,
love the people.
There's a major identity crisis on this, really, in young people, in older people, in across all ages. I just see this major identity crisis of people not knowing who they really are because they're so confused about who they should be. You know,
there's too many voices out there giving opinions, and not enough people getting the truth.
It is too much input. Like, there's a point where you have too many decisions and choices to make that you get lost in it.
And sometimes you might be expected to make a certain decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you make that decision, even if you might not think.
It's basically peer pressure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do think it is, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. It's
a major issue with identity is people just caving to fit in to the social norm that their peers fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're outside that, it's like, what's wrong with you, basically? Mm-hmm. Like, you're almost deterred by your peers rather than them encouraging you to have your own opinions. It's like,
yeah. But there's just so much confusion, mm-hmm. you know, so much cloudiness that like no one knows exactly what way is up, down, right, left. I mean, I wholeheartedly believe that if you're in that state, if you invite Jesus in, if you let him into your life, and then you start to see your identity in God, all that cloudiness will just fade away.
Cloudiness mm-hmm. is a really good word. Mm. Because if your mind is so clouded, you can't see the path.
Yeah.
You have no idea where you're going.
You're foggy.
You're foggy. But if you let Jesus into your life, you give your life to him, he is the light to your path. The cloudiness
perception. I was about to look up that verse.
Perception.
What, it's in
perspective.
Yeah.
The bad thing about having a cloudy mind as well is you might not know they have a cloudy mind. So you mm-hmm. think you're mm-hmm. seeing perfectly fine and straight, mm-hmm. not knowing
you're off track.
That you're off track.
I was going to say, the other thing that really trips, especially Christians, up on identity is a lot of the time they're like, oh, I'm Christian, so I'm better than, like, I'm living in a better way than all of these other people, kind of thing, rather than taking a look inward at themselves and being like, I could improve here, here, here. Like, I'm not really being true to myself here. I'm just like fitting to that social group, that social norm. Mm. It's, I always forget the word that you used for it.
What I used?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the one. It starts with a P.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something Christian.
Progressive?
That's the one.
Progressive.
Yeah, where people are like picking and choosing what they want, right?
Yeah.
Rather than taking it as like one whole truth, right?
Instead of taking the fullness of what God's
word.
The Bible is, if one of it's true, it's all true. You don't get to pick
and choose. You don't get to pick and choose because it doesn't fit within your lifestyle.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No offense, but also start looking inward. Anyways.
But it's also like, I feel like a massive thing with the, somebody doesn't know their identity, you can see it because they're not, they question it so much in themselves that you notice that the fire and the hunger and the passion that you get when you understand and you know your identity, you know your calling, like you're pushing in that direction, you can see that fire, you can see that hunger on someone.
Mm. Yet they have purpose and a
It is
clear line.
Yeah. Intentional walking in faith by faith.
Well, you won't see the one thing, you won't see fruit bearing.
Oh, no,
from
you
someone
won't.
Who doesn't know who they are.
I mean, the one thing that I will also mention, because you talked about calling.
Yeah, yeah.
So often there's this conversation of, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't mm-hmm. know my calling. I'm confused on what I'm supposed to do. I think the reality that I've sort of realized is it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
It doesn't. As long as you've got God at the center of your life and He is in, like He is, you're walking down the path that He wants you to walk down. Reading this verse, Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path.
Like, so good.
You know, if God is, if His word is guiding you and if you are leaning into that, doesn't matter.
And honestly, if you are going the wrong way, God's going to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get there eventually.
He'll tell you, or He'll send people into your life to put you back onto the path you're supposed to be taking.
Yeah.
You'll get a nice hip and shoulder to push you back.
Whether you're walking with Him or you're like the prodigal son who ran away from the father,
exactly.
spent all his inheritance and then came back to the father going like, okay, I guess I'll just ask for a job. Like, that's how I'm going to do it. And then instead, when he showed up, the son got to the gate and the father ran at him, mm-hmm. gave him a big hug and went, welcome home. Let's celebrate.
You're where you're supposed
to be. Regardless of where you might think you are and whether you're not in the right spot at that time, I do right spot in quotation marks, you will be there eventually, because eventually you will find yourself coming back to the father. And when you do, he will celebrate and you will be exactly where you're meant to be.
I was going to say, when you start walking in that clouded space, you get so many people who are waiting to see the big stop sign.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. As in, they're waiting for God to come down in some miraculous, amazing way. They're looking for the massive, like, vocal voice that's going to be like, do this.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that. Like,
for
I
most
understand
people most of the time. Yeah.
Because there's so many different ways you can hear God.
I understand you want to be sure about things, right? But if you're not hearing God when you're hungering after Him, I understand there's seasons where God is silent. But guess what? He's not saying anything. You're right where He wants you anyway.
Yeah. And you know what? Chances are, even if He's not saying things, which I'm putting in quotation marks as well, because He's always speaking. He's always doing something. We just can't hear it a lot.
You
got to
listen.
It's fine. We just got to learn how to listen.
How are you listening is the other thing, because He speaks in different ways.
It's a key. But I mean, I had another thought and point. Like, it was right there.
You like jazz?
You like jazz?
Sorry.
I think like if you're struggling to know where you're going to go, if you're struggling with all that, and if you're struggling to not hear from God, you're not sure what you're going to, because everyone always wants that big reveal God, tell me what I'm going to do here. And God doesn't say anything. And
everyone wants something served on a silver platter.
Everybody wants God to make their decisions for them. And they forget the fact that He's given us free will.
Even if it was something that maybe was prophesied on your life earlier. I mean, the biggest key is remembering the promises.
Yeah.
Like, remember the promises that God has given you. I mean, Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, I love Jeremiah 29:11.
You know?
Yeah.
Let me bring it up. But Jeremiah 29:11, like, that is so paramount
for you,
and key.
Declares the Lord, plans to prophesy you.
There you go. You just got it in half of it in muffled form.
for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Like, God has the plans for you. That is His promise. That is His word. That is what He says on your life. If you are unsure where you're going, if you're unsure about who you are and what you're supposed to step into, it'll work out. Because He knows the plans for you. He has it mapped out. There is a peace in that, you know? Yeah. Like, there is a real peace in that. And that's like the one thing that I've talked about a couple of times is surrendering. There's peace in surrendering. There's peace in giving up everything. Giving up all control. Mm-hmm. There's this freedom that comes with that, because there's no stress.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't need to be.
It's stress-free.
So many people get so caught up on the fear of the unknown. Like, what's going to happen next? When in reality, you let go. You let God work in the situation.
Yeah, and you're trusting.
That's like one of the saddest things is when you can see God's working somewhere in somebody. They're going for it, and then they go, nah, can't do this, bye.
Yeah.
So like, that hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
When people walk away from things that God has put in front of them, I don't know if anything hurts me more than that. It hurts so much to see.
It especially sucks when you see them really stepping into something and you see these big pivotal moments in their life, you know? And then it just all fades away.
So I've been reading Jeremiah. And I've read Jeremiah 20 and 11.
I knew that.
Yeah, so many times. And it was coming up to Jeremiah 20 and 11, and I read 29. And I really do like the verse straight afterwards, and I would like to share it.
Yep, so, it says, so number 12.
Number 12. So 11 goes for blah, 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 the plans.
Hope in the future.
For you, not talking about you, hope in the future. Then 12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart.
I want to read the version that I'm reading because just to add on to it as well. No, sure, the version that I'm reading, which I don't know what you're reading. NIV?
Yes, NIV.
Okay, I'm reading NLT. Two different versions. In my version, it says after future and hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. For you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. You know?
Like that's... Like, yes, he has plans and he will prosper you. But you still need to call on him. And anytime you do, he will listen to you.
Mm. Absolutely.
I love that.
God is always on hold. He's on the other end of your phone.
Exactly. You just pick up, he's there.
I mean, if we want to add to that, let me find the verse.
He's he's just got a whole
number
bag
14.
Of
just
read the whole Bible.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into it. Genesis 1:1.
You know what? I do actually want to read the next verses. So it continues and says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Mm-hmm. Exile.
I think the comeback, I will bring you back from captivity.
Mm.
So anything that you're trapped in,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with your identity or your friendship group or your sin,
mm-hmm.
he brings you back from that.
Yeah. I also just want to read Matthew 11, 28, and it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Like,
I love the...
So key just to lean in him.
I love that it says he's humble and gentle at heart.
Yeah. Come on. Like
at his core,
mm.
he's gentle.
Want to know your identity? Just talking about in Christ, right there, being humble and gentle at heart, joining his yoke. Come on. You will like find yourself because you're hanging out with him. Mm. Iron sharpens iron, Proverbs, whatever the verse is. I could read it. But seriously, like these, it's so... paramount. Like, if you want to know who you are, it's this. Like, if you want to know what you're meant to do, it's this. Joining his yoke. You want to know how you're meant to live, join his yoke. You know, we get so convoluted and so confused by every little aspect and detail. In reality, it's simple. It's Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
Therefore, a friend sharpens a friend.
And why do you care so much about the little things?
Yeah.
They don't matter.
They don't matter.
In the scheme of things?
Nope.
Like, I understand it's hurting you at the time, but perspective, don't
let it go.
It doesn't. Like,
God's got you no matter what, doesn't matter.
You know? You're paying for today... will be nothing more than a blimp in the future. It doesn't matter. Nothing.
When you said blimp, I was thinking of like...
like a blimp?
Yeah. Blimp, I was like, Blips are pretty big. That's a big thing you've asked.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean a blip?
It'll be nothing.
A blip.
A blip. Yeah.
A blip.
That makes
a little speck. It won't mean a lot. Like, it might have a big impact on who you are and how you live. And that's all good and well, because, like, you learnt from it. But it will not define who you are.
Mm-hmm.
God will. Christ will. Your identity will be in him, you know? And if that's what you want, of course, but...
I was going to say, your identity is found in Christ.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's been the key.
If there's anything to take away,
it's your identity is Christ. Found in Christ. That's the key.
Christ, mm-hmm. You know?
If you forget everything else, just don't forget that.
Yeah. I forgot everything else, so... Can't blame you if you did.
I mean, we did fire out, like, multiple different verses from multiple different places.
Different versions.
I was going to say, we went everywhere.
We went in Genesis, we went in Jeremiah, we went to John, we went to Proverbs.
Talking about things not mattering, let's talk about Ecclesiastes. straight off the bat, as soon as you start reading, what's the first thing it says? Let's bring her up. Like, so we're not wrecking things.
That way you
know. So verse 2.
I was going to say it's such a good book for when you're worried about what others think.
So verse 1 says, these are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem, blah, blah, blah. Verse 2. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher. Completely meaningless. Like, come on.
Yeah, no holding back. Everything. Not most things. No, everything.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. And the key is with it, and the reason why it's so important is, like the book is saying, everything will pass away. Everything under the sun will pass away. Nothing has come before that hasn't already come prior to
it. Except him.
Like everything.
Yeah, of course.
Everything will fade away.
Again.
So what's going to last?
Him.
Jesus. Him. Well, I mean, the Bible says that hope, and love will last. And the greatest of these is love.
Which is,
you know.
Sounds like him.
Jesus is love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus is life.
But like all the little things, the way, all the little the quarrels truth. With your friends, all the little things in your life that you're like, oh, this is so big. It's meaningless. It's going to fade away. It's going to go away. It's going to be done. Like the...
That's not to say that like just get over whatever you're going through.
No.
I understand serious things do happen.
Absolutely.
Life does hurt. We are emotional people.
In Hebrew, the word instead of meaningless is a word called hevel, which means like smoke.
Fancy.
And it says like smoke because you can't really grasp it. It just slides through your fingers anyways.
But then it just dissipates.
It's kind of meaningless. Like that's another level to it, you know? That it just slips through your fingers anyway. It's a big deal.
What does the Message Bible say again?
Let's go to it. I'll bring it up.
There's a little subheading that's just... It cracks me up every
There's
time.
There's a few in there that are really, really good, actually.
So Ecclesiastes in the Message version. So it does 2 to 11. So it says, smoke. Nothing but smoke. Which I was just saying. Hevel, but anyways.
Wow.
There is nothing to anything. It's all smoke. Just love that. What's there to show for a lifetime of work? A lifetime of working your fingers to the bone.
Fingles.
One generation goes its way, the other one arrives, but nothing changes. The busyness as usual for old planet Earth.
You got to find the subheading that's like life is meaningless or something.
Yeah.
It basically says life sucks. This.
Yeah. What does it do? So further down, skipping a little bit, it goes... everything's boring. Utterly boring.
Oh, I love it.
Come on. And it's like, no one can find any meaning in it. Boring to the eye. Boring to the ear.
Man, everything's just boring.
Man, our podcast sucks.
What was, will be again. Boring. What happened, so boring. Will happen again. Nothing, nothing new on this earth. Year after year, it is all the same old thing.
I do love that. Nothing new under the sun, meaning nothing happens in your life that God hasn't seen or done already. So
yeah.
It's like, not new.
Why bother?
It's boring.
Why bother like stressing about things? Why bother worried about so many things? It's all gonna fade away anyways. Now, I will say that doesn't mean don't be unmotivated
and just don't be lazy.
Yeah, don't have lethargy or anything like that. Like, work towards things, but like,
there's a balance to all these things.
Absolutely, absolutely. God has got you. He has the plans for you. He knows what's ahead of you.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, He just wants to see you thrive and live your best life. Come on.
I was gonna say, it's not saying don't care about anything.
Mm.
It's saying the stuff of that happens while you're here on earth is not going to last, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's just a small part of eternity with Him.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously,
live it well.
Yeah. Like, you want to empathize with people. You want to look after others. Do what you can to help others out. Like, having a heart for other people.
Live like Jesus did. Good thing
to do. Yeah. Serve others.
Mm.
Look after yourself.
Yeah. Come on.
So good.
Hmm?
I'm going to pray and we're going to end this, baby. Is that good?
Sounds good.
Okay, doggy.
Dear Holy Father, Lord, I thank you that we can be here and that we can talk about you and that we can fix our eyes on heaven and fix our eyes on the things that you are doing. Lord, I thank you that you have plans for us and that you know what's ahead of us. And Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives and in our listeners' lives. And Lord, I ask that this day, as they're listening to this, that you will just have your way in their life, have your way in their situations, like I know you're already gonna anyways. And Lord, I ask that you would just be on the move in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Come on, what a great episode. You like jazz?
Not tooting our own horn or anything, but
very humble.
Make sure to...
And gentle.
Like, subscribe, leave a review, follow the socials.
Ask us questions.
Instagram, Facebook. Ask us questions. Send us messages. Interact with us. Or whatever. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We want to know
who you are,
what you like, and your identity, happening.
Where you're from, bank account details.
Yeah.
Social security. That last one was very important.
Yeah, we just wanna hear from you. We just wanna know that what you're enjoying and not what you're not enjoying. Don't tell us. Our egos can't take it.
Our egos can take it.
But in all seriousness, we do want to hear from you and hear.
We could do with being taken down a peg or two.
Maybe. love you guys. Catch you next time.
Remember who you are.
Remember whose you are.
Ooh. Whose you are.
Whose you are.